Joining us on the WBGO Journal are two people who are making a huge difference in the lives of veterans. Joining us is the executive director of Backpacks for Life, Alexa Madero, and the founder of Backpacks for Life, Brett D'Alessandro. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
Yes.
This story began many years ago, but the organization Backpacks for Life was established in 2014. Brett, you were in Afghanistan on a tour of duty.
Yes, that is
correct. Take us back to that point so people have a reference when you were there and what was your role.
So in Afghanistan, I was a machine gunner. I was with CLB 6, Combat Logistics Battalion, 6th Regiment. And it was a really rough deployment. We were over there. It was called retrograde phase. So we drove around in big trucks. We would go to little FOBs, forward operating bases. Like, think about it like sandbags, basically. Sandbag base from the bigger base. We would take what was deemed fit of bringing back home. And we would also give the base over to the Afghan army. So it was either, scrap it or give it over to the Afghan army. And with trucks, we attracted IEDs. So it was definitely a hard deployment. And when I came back home, I was just kind of, I didn't really know where to go or who to turn to. And I was just in this fog of what is happening exactly.
Let's go inside your head a little bit more, because people hear about this, and I don't think they understand as much as they need to when it comes back. I didn't know where to go, what to do, and we hear many veterans say this. What was going through your mind? Was everyday life just difficult to adjust to? Is it the fact that, you've been through such traumatic experiences that it's just hard to relate? Give us a little more background on that.
So the three biggest things, I think the first one is, yes, the traumatic experiences, seeing people die, seeing horrific things, but also it was a combination of those three things. And the second one was losing my purpose. I had this high profile job. I was doing something so impactful for the community in Afghanistan and for the people who lived in Afghanistan. But also when I came home, I thought there was nothing out there. I didn't know. There wasn't like, okay, here's what you do to get better. So I think those three things really made it difficult to transition back.
You took your experiences and said, I want to help. But you've also had some help along the way. Alexa Madero joins us. She's the executive director of Backpacks for Life. Where do you enter into this picture? How did you get involved?
Yeah, so I got involved actually before Brett deployed, which was back in 2012. We met at college and started dating. And then Brett said, hey, I volunteered to go to Afghanistan. And I said, all right. Sounds good. Not thinking much of it, really. Didn't really have any familiarity with the military at all prior to that. And when he got home, it was just this sort of chaos of me not knowing how to support him as a veteran, me not understanding what he had gone through, what he had seen. And to a point, you never will understand it. But through it together, we tried to navigate through various organizations and resources to help Brett get back on track. And that's what kind of led us to creating this organization, because we felt so lost as a spouse and as a veteran that we wanted to ensure that others did not feel this way.
The entire family is impacted by what happens to those who come back from war, from military service. And that's why it's so important that everybody understand what you went through, Brett, and what you're going through, Alexa, as a couple and dealing with this. You established a very unique program called Backpacks for Life. And the reason that this touches me so much is you're not just giving out something. You do a whole personal, individualized system to try to help veterans. Tell us how Backpacks for Life started.
So, just touching on what you were just saying before, when the veteran deploys, the entire family deploys. So our organization isn't just for the veteran. It's like when a house burns down, you don't just rebuild one side of the house. You have to rebuild the entire house. So just focusing on the veteran isn't going to be as effective as working with the entire family. But when I was talking about, I thought there's a lack of resources, That's not true at all, actually. There's an abundance of resources. There's 42,000 veteran service organizations. There's private companies now coming out. There's government programs out there that are better than ever. So that's not it. I just thought that was it. But in reality, there's a lot of stuff out there. And when I came back home, I saw that there was a lot of stuff after I was really busting my butt to figure out what was out there and to kind of transition myself in a more effective way, in a healthier way. So Alex and I were like, you know, I didn't want to become another organization per se. I wanted to be that person to help veterans find the organizations and even have the organizations find the veterans, because that's also a really difficult task for nonprofits and veteran service organizations out there helping veterans. So we're like, you know, I survived out of a backpack in Afghanistan for 7 months. Let's get a backpack. It's symbolic as a mobile home for veterans who are homeless, and get that backpack, fill it with supplies, toiletries, and most importantly, resources. And what, these backpacks, Alexa, they're like an upgrade of toilet paper. They're literally neon green. We went up to Rhode Island because that's where we originally went to school and where my reserve center was, and gave them out at a stand down event, where they would bus in homeless veterans and bring them there. It was like a resource fair, and we gave these out. I would say about 90% of the backpacks broke when we literally handed to them to them, but it was a starting point.
Absolutely. It was the concept, you know? It was Yes. The whole idea that Brett lived out of this backpack overseas, and you know, people always ask, I don't get it, it's a backpack, but symbolically it's so much more. I mean, when you give a veteran, and today we give out really high quality, durable backpacks, because for those who are living on the streets or in and out of shelters, they need something to get from point A to point B. But it's symbolically so much more. It's, you are not forgotten. Here are some quality items to help you not only survive, but get off the streets.
I get so angry when I hear that there are so many veterans who are homeless. We just don't take care of our soldiers. We don't take care of our veterans. When we see, you know, this subject becomes very near and dear to me. Years ago, I played softball on a Vietnam veterans team from Ocean County. And I would hear them talk. They wouldn't talk about their stories as far as when, you know, they were at war. But something they said to me, I've never forgotten, and that is, we have our own Memorial Days. We don't just think about it on Memorial Day. Each day for someone is a Memorial Day because of their experiences. Brett, how angry do you get when you know and you see there are so many homeless veterans?
You know, it's, people ask me, they're like, do you get angry or frustrated? And I do. I'm a person. I'm going to be honest. But it's, you know, if you yell at somebody and tell them, you know, they're homeless, we need help, what's going to happen? They're just going to back up and not want to help. So it's all kill people with kindness. And that's kind of how we try to run our organization. And we just kind of let people know what's out there and not try to pressure them into helping us or be like, you're bad, there's vets on the streets, why aren't you helping? It's more of like, look what's happening and come out here and help us, help veterans. And that's kind of what we've been running. But when I say, you know, I went through recovery, that's like the beyond PG version. It was hell coming back home, and I'm not going to lie or sugarcoat, and I'm not going to put the burden or say put the fault on anybody else except myself. And I feel blessed to go through this. I mean, I'm a recovering heroin addict, and I, you know, I could blame it on somebody. I was definitely overprescribed at the VA, but it's not their fault. I think they do tremendous work. And, you know, I think reality hit when I was, you know, in a psych ward calling Alexa to say Happy Valentine's Day. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with getting help. And if you looked at somebody like that or somebody on the streets, you're like, whoa, you know, you can't help that person. That's not true at all. Redemption is for anybody out there. And that's kind of what our message is. Yes, we give out these backpacks, we give the resources, but it's really about the message that anybody can recover. I have a phenomenal life now. And what, four and a half years ago, I was in bad shape. And that's to put it lightly.
Where did the strength come for Alexa Madero? Where did this compassion, where did this, I'm going to help, he's my guy, I'm going to stick by him, where did that come from?
I wish I had an answer. That's a great question, and I get asked that all the time. How did you do it? And I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I saw him struggling, and myself, I was struggling to help him, struggling personally through this trauma. Like, how do you get on the level to understand him? But I was just so determined to help him get beyond his obstacles. I don't know why, but I was always looking forward thinking. I mean, there were days that were horrible. There were times that were so rough, but it was just looking beyond it and understanding what he did. You know, he served for our country. He volunteered to go. He got a text message in a college class. Hey, dude, you want to go deploy? And he said, yeah, sure. You know, so first, like, aside from the fact that I loved him as a person, but it was just, this guy just went and gave his life when he didn't have to. Like, what can we do to help him? So for me, it was educating myself and understanding what I could do to support him as best I could.
You know, one of the things that when you think about that is not everybody has an Alexa. And you know that.
Unless they have the Amazon Alexa.
That's true.
I have an Alexa that, you know, if you ask too many questions, she'll hit you back. So you got to be careful. But no, this Alexa I have, everybody goes, oh, my girlfriend or boyfriend or spouse is amazing. But literally she was working a full-time job in New York City. She was working in fashion at an amazing company. She quit her job and now makes one-tenth of what she was making before and runs the nonprofit full-time. She teaches at NYU, a Veteran Future Lab, and teaches veterans entrepreneurship. She got contracted for Bunker Labs to help them start and run their chapter in Newark, New Jersey. So she's does amazing, amazing work for veterans, and it just comes from her heart. And man, that passion is fierce.
But I think kind of going back to what you said is there are so many veterans out there that the spouse or the partner or the family says, this is way too much, I gotta go. And they leave. And that's where we step in, to be that support system, to guide the veteran, to say, okay, here's what you need to do next. We'll help you fill out the paperwork. We'll help you with small costs associated with application fees. We want to help keep that ball rolling. But so many veterans don't have that. And if we can be that educated sounding board to guide them and advocate for them, I mean, that's all they need, really. Because oftentimes people just say, this is too much and I can't handle the PTSD or what's going on in your head that I can't understand, and they just back out.
You're listening to the WBGO Journal. My guests are the co-founders of Backpacks for Life, Alexa Modero and Sergeant Brett D'Alessandro, who is the president of BFL. After a recent New Jersey Devils game and right before Kyle Palmieri's Foundation's military ball, the New Jersey Devils forward talked to me about Backpacks for Life.
Backpacks for Life, the program there is, they do so much great work. And I think as far as the kind of outreach you want to do for our community and the veterans and active duty, it's something that we've come across so many great organizations, and the work they do is so special, not only to us as civilians, but military and their families. It's really special to give back, and like I mentioned before, there's so many great great organizations that do so much work for them.
Plenty of respect for your nonprofit organization, Brett. You can go to backpacksforlife.org for more information. How do you find the veterans?
In the beginning, it was really us just reaching out to every organization. We were going to every single event. We were literally sometimes walking the streets and stuff, but kind of right now, it's just veterans are coming to us. I haven't really, per se, reached out to them because we just have so many coming to us because they see how effective we're doing.
Now, you say so many. Give me an idea how many.
On a weekly basis, probably 3 to 5 veterans a week reaching out to us. And so let's just, we had a vet come to us. We're right now, that was Thursday. We're getting him a car. We had another veteran reach out to us. His friend who he deployed with had severe dental issues. So we reached out to a dentist and really tap it into our resources in the private sector. And
how did that network develop? How did you start that?
We put our money to our mouth was. We kept saying and doing what we were doing.
So what we're saying is, Backpacks for Life, you can donate and support to this whole idea.
Yeah.
You need money. You need money to keep this going, right?
Oh, yeah. Alex. I mean, Brett said it before, but for the first 3.5-4 years, neither of us were taking money for what we were doing. It was just purely volunteer and passion, and we still feel that way. I make a small amount of money to keep myself, you know, afloat. But we want to fuel our programs. We want to continue to innovate and provide to veterans in new and efficient ways. So yes, we do need support. And you can check out what we do online. I mean, we're, like Brett just said, we're kind of all over. We're helping veterans, you know, talk to financial advisors if they're feeling financially unstable. We're helping refurnish veterans' homes with other organizations. But it all stemmed from us going to any and all events related to serving veterans in the first few years, setting up our table, getting our message out, and doing shows like this. You know, maybe a veteran's listening right now and something's going to resonate with them and they're going to feel like they need someone to talk to. And that's what we're here for.
One of the things I find wonderful about Backpacks for Life and the two of you is a lot of times when we hear veteran, we almost think of an older person. You're a young couple who are really dedicating your lives to helping others. It's so refreshing because just a couple of days ago, I was in New York City speaking with Eric Cusin, and he has an organization that's called We're All a Little Bit Crazy, and it's a mental health alliance kind of a global reach out. And Eric gave up the ability to be a sports executive to help others. It's refreshing to me to see people giving back, especially when you have your whole lives ahead of you. You've made a commitment, and that really shows what's inside both of you, but it also shows the hell that you went through that you talked about when you're talking about coming back and experiencing. You know how difficult it is, and you've made this commitment to others. I think it's an amazing, amazing thing that both of you are involved in. Tell us how people can get involved and donate and find out more.
They can go right to our website in the Get Involved page and just put their email on there. We'll let them know exactly what events are taking place, what's going on, when do we need volunteers. Like Alexa said, 2 weeks ago, we refurnished a veteran's place. We simply wrote on social. We sent an email out to our volunteer group and asked for people to come out. You can donate. We are a 501c3 organization. And everything on our, if you go on our website, you can see all of our financial records, our 990s. We want to be as transparent as possible. And it's the mission is what we're focused on.
Let's talk about the backpack itself, too, because yes, it's a fun thing, too. When I say fun, because it's a great way to capsulize and put into exactly what you're all talking about. But it's a symbol. It's not the answer. It's a symbol of you reaching out. Tell us about how each backpack is kind of personalized.
Yeah, so we fill each backpack with toiletries and supplies. So think of your shampoos, your soaps, but we take it a step further and include things like a first aid kit, a poncho, a reusable water bottle, and we choose items of high quality. We don't accept your little hotel-sized shampoos. That's going to last you one wash if you're a homeless veteran. So we really focus on full-size quality items. We work with great partners like Bombas Socks to bring in really quality socks. And you wouldn't imagine veterans' faces light up when they look inside and they see Dr. Scholl's shoe inserts. It's really like that's the most rewarding thing. And then, two, we cater to our female veterans because often they're overlooked. So we make sure we include cosmetic items and feminine hygiene care just to make them feel valued. And that does so much more for the brain than you realize. But, you know, we put our heart into all the items that go in each pack.
And we want to make them feel beautiful because they are beautiful. And that's our, you know, those are our sisters and stuff. And we'll do anything for them. And it's pretty awesome. But yes, the products are great. And the veterans love the products. But it's also that symbolic meaning right there. They resonate. You give them something of high value and good quality, they feel, man, I must be of high quality and good value. It's almost like I like to put a lot of things to something like Castaway. He went crazy and talked to a ball because he had nobody to interact with or nobody to be with. And we want to be there for them. And yes, this backpack is our carrier to do so. But it's more about that tangible being with them, talking with them, and showing them that they aren't forgotten. And we actually about two and a half years ago, took it a step further and ended up developing our own backpack because the backpacks we gave out were great, but we saw that there was stuff lacking still in the backpack. So we ended up developing our own backpack, and people can also buy those on our website, one-for-one model. We're trying to diversify the way that we can get donations. So we figured, hey, let's create an awesome product. Let's sell it. Let's create a revenue stream. to then get more backpacks to homeless veterans, but also to continue to spread our message out there. And this backpack is absolutely amazing. You could check it out on our website. It has a locking cable so vets could lock it to their bedpost when they're in a shelter. That was a big issue. Veterans were getting their stuff stolen. They had an isomat they can pop out, lay on the ground to prevent hypothermia. There's a whistle clip on the backpack, reflective material, everything veterans need in order to survive, but also, most importantly, get off the streets.
Alexa brought up an important point when we talk about females in the military. What kind of relationship did you have in Afghanistan with the female soldiers? Sometimes I don't think we understand the dynamic.
In Afghanistan, with our sisters that we deployed with, it was great. I mean, I honestly loved it. They were awesome. They were there when we needed to talk to someone and vice versa. And I think we got along great. I mean, it's just like anywhere else in life. It depends on the dynamic of the people coming together. And I mean, we would die for them and they would do the same. So we had a very healthy relationship. And also being Marines, you know, we were very focused on the mission and making sure everybody came home safe. But in 2010, that was when, you know, kind of going off of the female, but also other groups joining the military. That was when the Don't Ask, Don't Tell basically got disbanded, and everybody, you know, all, you know, nothing at civilians, but all the civilians like, oh, this or that, you know, it's going to break up the military. Nothing happened at all. We're like, okay, great. You know, that's awesome. Still love you. And let's carry on with the mission. And that's kind of how we thought about all of, you know, not only just female vets, but other veterans. You know, you're our family, and we're going to love you no matter what.
What experience have you had with female veterans that Alexa, that has touched you?
So I think, you know, for us, me being a female, it gives us a leg up in that I think some female veterans aren't necessarily comfortable talking to males. Something you often hear about is military sexual trauma. And it does happen to males, but primarily it's happening to females. And they aren't necessarily willing or open to sharing their story with a male. So for me, it's an honor to be there as their sounding board. And that's, I think, something that's invaluable, that we can offer both perspectives. So we can talk to a military spouse, we could talk to a female veteran, and Brett can jive with the male veterans. You know, as soon as he says he's a Marine, these guys light up. So I think it also helps that we're within the veteran military community serving veterans versus being civilians.
My dad was a Marine, Brent, by the way.
Semper Fi.
And to me, immediate respect for your father when you hear that. So I thank you for your service and being part of the Marines. That's very near and dear to my heart, knowing that my dad is a Marine and you're a Marine for life, basically. What do you want to tell people who are thinking about going into the military? You got a text, as Alexa said. Do you encourage people to fight for your country, to serve, knowing what you went through? I'm sure it's kind of mixed emotions, isn't it?
I mean, it made me such a stronger person. Is it right for everybody? No, yes, I'm not really sure. Definitely go and look into it, just like anything else in life. Go and check it out, explore it, see your opportunities. If it's right for you, absolutely do it. I wouldn't, you know, say everybody should join or everybody's right, it, just like any other job. What a great experience, though. If you want that experience, that camaraderie, that brother and sisterhood, it's definitely for you. And just to see the world, experience new things, and the contacts. I mean, everything in life is about contacts and resources, and there's an abundance of resources and contacts in the military, whatever branch it is. And so it's, you know, you got the Air Force, Army, National Guard. There's so many Marines, Army. There's so many different branches and sections of the military. So there's a lot of stuff out there. And I would definitely encourage people to explore it. And you can reach out to us, and I'd be happy to speak with you if you're interested in the military, kind of, you know, run through some scenarios. But it was an awesome experience. Yeah, well, Alexa and I were going to University of Rhode Island, and they're like, I got a text, and it was my staff sergeant. He's like, yeah, you want to go to Afghanistan? I'm like, absolutely. I dropped out of school, which is the best case scenario to drop out of school. And we went down to Camp Lejeune, and we're on our way to Afghanistan.
Take me to a scenario, if you could. I'm a homeless vet. Doesn't matter what gender I am, what sexual orientation I am. and you see a homeless vet on the street, what would be your approach? How would you start that conversation?
So people think, how can we most effectively help out homeless veterans? And everybody is starting to say, it's not how can we effectively, but how can we most rapidly help that veteran? Let's get him in rehab. Let's get him housing. And let's flip this really fast. I think that's the worst way to do it. I want to sit there and not even talk about resources, not even talk about resources for the next couple of days or whatever it is, unless, they're in an emergency situation, but just be there for them. Talk to them. A normal conversation. That right there, you have to rebuild their spirit and boost their morale before they can help themselves. So getting them the resources right off the bat in a hastily way is not the answer. It's just being there for them, talking with them, showing them that they can get better and they are literally a human, and to kind of wake them up from that. They literally feel like a garbage can because they sit in there and people just walk by them like I talked about Castaway before. They're humans, and humans need some companion and somebody to talk to. So we'll literally just talk with them. We brought vets to go, to McDonald's or to the movies or just to hang out. We had them come over to our house. Christmas, they'll come over to my parents' house, and I laugh because we got this one vet. He was homeless, and now he's in a long-term care facility. We got him a Marine sweatshirt, and it was like 7 sizes too small, and he put this thing on, and literally he looked like the Michelin man from his arms straight out and couldn't move, and he's like, this is the best sweatshirt ever. But that's what it is right there. It's not the housing. That's all great, and that's definitely needed, but it's just being there for him and boosting their morale and their spirit. And once you do so, man, they are off to the races and nothing can stop them.
And two, I'll add, people always ask us, what should we do when we see a homeless veteran? Should I give him money? And we say, no, absolutely not. You have no idea what that veteran is going to do with that money. We always say food, water, and resources. So we have a general info card that we give to people who ask us this, and we say, hand them our card. We're here in Newark. Outside the Prudential Center, we had a veteran come up to us and he was looking for money, looking for food, and we didn't have food or money. And Brett said, here's my card. Give me a call. Let's talk. Are you looking for employment? So we really focus on, if you see a homeless veteran, thank them for their service first and foremost. That's the easiest thing you could do. And then food, water, and resources.
You're living in Jersey City now, you said, right?
Yeah.
And you just had a wonderful trip to Nicaragua. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we decided to take a little vacation because we're the 24-hour organization.
Oh, you're allowed to take a vacation?
Yeah. So we took a nice vacation to Nicaragua with a group of friends to a off-the-beaten-path beach town. It was wonderful. Came back, and we just moved to Jersey City, and we work closely with their Veterans Affairs team now to help veterans in that area. So we're in and around Essex and Hudson County, just doing what we can. And
so how we got to Nicaragua, so the launch of Bunker Labs, they launched their chapter in Newark, New Jersey a couple months ago. My buddy who works for Soldier On, they help with housing for homeless and at-risk veterans. He told me about this trip to Nicaragua. He's like, I'm going with a couple other buddies. Another one happened to be a Marine, and I'm like, this is awesome. I love that. I mean, I love stuff off the beaten path in Nicaragua. What a beautiful place, beautiful people, the beaches, just everything. The food was amazing. Had a great time, and it was a really cool place.
It's back to work.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, Alexa, when you hear Brett talk today, and you know what he was like when he came back, and now you sit across from this man who you care so much about, and you hear what he's doing now and how great he feels and how he reaches out to others. What goes through your mind? It has to be such a transformation that is so rewarding.
Yeah, it's exactly that. If you asked me 5 years ago if we'd be doing this and we would have seen so many successes and accomplishments as an organization and him personally, I probably would have been like, no shot. We were in a really dark place for a long time. I'm just like in awe. I mean, he's got such a success story, but he's a story that when we go to events and we see a veteran that's down and out and he goes, hey, man, I was in your spot. I was an addict. I was almost homeless. Like, I was in a bad place. And they're like, you standing here in a nice shirt and your hair is gelled and you look put together. So it's, he's living, walking, breathing truth that you can get better. It is possible. You really just have to, like he said, take your time to do it and be dedicated to it.
I was just talking to a veteran and he's like, I need to get help right away. I got to go to my job in a month. And I'm like, man, if I told you I can teach you everything in a month, what you would learn in college in 4 years, you would say that's BS. I'm like, recovery is a slow process. If you want it to make it fast and get over really quick, you're not going to get recovery. You're not going to get help. It's a slow process, and that's the most effective way. The VA just recently announced that they're trying to and kind of roll back and kind of work with veterans in a natural, long-term way with peer-to-peer therapy. And that's literally what we've been doing. And it's fantastic. The VA and all these groups are starting to see that is the most effective way with helping veterans and just being there, caring for them, and making it a slow, one-day-at-a-time process.
Once again, if you are interested in helping out, donating or finding out more, you can go to backpacksforlife.org. Anything else you'd like to add about your experiences or this wonderful organization, Backpacks for Life?
So that lack of resources, the thought of lack of resources. Alexa and I, we've been working with our team at Backpacks for Life for the past 3 years, basically getting every resource out there in New Jersey. And we're going to have a search portal called Roger in a couple months. It's going to be up and running, and we'll have every resource in the state of New Jersey for veterans on there. Veterans can go on there. They can say, I'm from North Jersey. I'm a Marine. I got a dishonorable discharge and I'm looking for housing. And you hit search and automatically populate resources that are closest to you and that you qualify, so we can help mitigate that time wasted for the veterans navigating the system and looking for the resources. So stay tuned. It's going to be a tremendous and valuable resource. It's free for not only veteran spouses, or anybody looking to help veterans, or just anybody in the veteran community looking for resources. So that's going to be really cool, and I'm excited for it.
Alexa, do we have any number how many backpacks have actually...
We do. We have distributed over 7,500 backpacks in 19 states.
That's fabulous. You're an impressive couple.
We're not done yet.
No, Absolutely not. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. I just never forget where you came from. I have these little non-slip socks I got from the psych ward and keep them in my sock drawer every day.
Thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's a wrap.
That was fun.